Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. This is Tom, co-publisher of Healthy Referral Newspaper, substituting today for Marcia on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. We are co-publishers of Healthy Referral Newspaper, started back in 1989 to find out and research the best that we could find about natural health and positive news throughout the world. And today's show, we have a wonderful guest named Asha Deliverance from the Pacific Domes Company. Studied with Buckminster Fuller, one of the pioneers in the geodesic structure of looking at nature and studying nature and how that relates to living and movement and housing, and it's a very, very interesting concept. So we'll look forward to Asha shortly. In the meantime, I want to do is read a short poem from one of our favorite poets named Rumi, and the name of the poem is called A Moment of Happiness. Rumi was back in the 1200s, a famous Persian poet, and it says, a moment of happiness, you and I that makes incredible latex, or sells incredible latex mattresses. It's from the natural Talalay latex, which is 100% latex rubber, which means there's no dust mites or other things that affect the mattress, and it's not made from any kind of artificial petrolatum products, which is also very, very good. So that you want to call Metro Home, and this is on Mentor Avenue in Mentor, Ohio. Another neat thing we have here is eating Pulse, which is 26 organic or clean raw foods put together based on the law of signature of foods, including the raw food called hemp. Hemp is one of the most nutritious seeds you can find, and I know it's been suppressed a lot in this country. Canada grows quite a few, but it's very high in the omegas and the safe part of the plant, and the hemp seed is one of the most nutritious foods that you can find with your, as I mentioned before, with the all of your, and we also have our, you can see a copy of the paper at a site called Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D, as scribd.com/healthy-referral. And I think we may have Asha on the line here. Is this Asha?
Hello. Hi, this is Asha.
Yeah, hi there. I'm taking Marcia's place today. There was something else that came up at the last minute, so I'm the co-publisher of Healthy Referral, Asha, and we started way back in '89, and so I'm going to be the substitute host for today.
Okay.
And,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you joining us and reading through your amazing background on your studying with Buckminster Fuller and all the amazing sacred geometry and all those interesting kind of things. Can you just give us a quick or just a brief background on what you're doing? Or first of all, a little short summary about what Pacific Domes is, but even before that, just a little bit about your background and how you evolved into what you're doing now.
Absolutely, I'd love to. Well, first, I started my life being an organic farmer. It seemed that that was the best thing to do for the planet, and I was graced to be an understudent of Rudolf Steiner's direct student who came to this country, Alan Chadwick. So I spent 4 years building an organic farm in Santa Cruz at the university, which is now bringing the concept of biodynamics into the world. And that's pretty much where we're still heading, all of us. When I was there, I built teepees for the entire staff.
Okay.
And in my earlier years, I was taking a dome building class with one of Buckminster Fuller's students.
Okay.
And I learned a lot about the geodesic dome and how to build them. So when I moved from the farm in Santa Cruz to a monastery community in Southern California, which was a sister community to Findhorn. And for those of you who don't know about Findhorn, it's a community in Wales that their belief systems are very intertwined with the Davic kingdom, that all of the kingdoms, just like biodynamic farming, where we talk about people, food, and animals all being interrelated, well, and microorganisms, in this study of thought from Findhorn, we also include the Devic and the angelic realms. And so I was living in another holistic community, and I built the domes for our staff there. And when I left that community, I moved where I live now, which is Ashland, Oregon. It's another one of those communities that's very conscious. Mm-hmm. And I started making domes for back-to-land movement people, friends, and whatnot, and eventually it rolled into a business. And my oldest son, Christopher, kind of launched it into the large scale because he wanted me to make bigger and bigger domes. His company does projection inside the domes, and he wanted bigger theaters for Google and for NASA and for all of these venues. And so every time he would have a client that would want a bigger dome, I would make him one. Mm-hmm. And we evolved into where we are now. And Freddie Silva, we've presented a lot of the people that you've heard of in you know, basically the forerunners of our golden age thought have been at our venue. So I've met all kinds of really incredible people and gleaned a little bit of knowledge from all of them. And basically what I've synergized out of all of that, my own, what I call my own, because that's all we all do. We take a little bit of everything we learn and then we kind of turn it into our own. My work is very related to one of my main coworkers and teacher is Nassim Haramein. He's a physicist.
How do you spell that?
N A S S I M, as in Mary. H A R A M E I N. Nassim Haramein, and he's basically writing physics theories that are, you'll hear a lot about. The holographic universe, you'll hear a lot about the unified field, you'll hear a lot about the Resonance Project. The Resonance Project is basically a planetary project guided by the Ascended Masters and all of us Masters and the consciousness of the planet, I believe. And it's to create harmonic resonance. In a golden age we have had on this planet before, we had technologies and a knowledge base that created a harmonic physical built world that humans could create in alignment with the subtle universe, which you might call the spiritual universe. And in that knowledge base is a physics, and that physics is based on a very basic understanding of geometry. And so that is what I teach. I do teach workshops at events and festivals and basically trying to bring back an ancient wisdom that I feel is going to be primary for us to build the new world that we're all working toward. So in the mix of that physics is the understanding of resonance. Everything in the physical universe is sound and light, vibrating from consciousness, born from pure, pristine consciousness, and appearing in the physical universe as matter. All matter is sound and light, it's consciousness vibrating in patterns of sound and light. So with the basic understanding of how that physics works and how it scales in the holographic universe, we can, like tuning an instrument, we can tune everything. We can tune our cities, our buildings, our technology, our music, our dance, our art. Everything can be tuned to bring consciousness into the physical world. Every person on this planet and every living thing thrives on that consciousness. So we also teach about the sun and the importance of the sun. Obviously, all life on this planet thrives on sunlight. Mm-hmm. And the full spectrum of sunlight is what it's actually a music, and it's tones of music, it's tones, and it's also a full spectrum of light. And what we're trying to facsimilate is the fullness of light and sound in as much as possible in our physical world, in our built world. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my teacher. My teacher is a gentleman from India named Dr. Ganapati Astapati. Astapati in India is someone with five PhDs, basically. And he also was given an award by the President of India for his knowledge base, which is from a deep pool of ancient wisdom, which the Vedic traditions all were born from. From a great teacher on this planet, we have text that is 16,000 years old, written by a gentleman named Mayan. And my teacher went to visit some of the Mayan elders and others around the planet and realized that this knowledge was all over the planet, that the measuring systems used to calibrate the buildings and architecture of all the ancient temples was used, was based on this system of measure called the Tala system. It's still used in India. And that basically what we're doing is, when we build a building, is we're creating a sacred space that resonates with the human body to support it with divine consciousness. And astrology is based on that. All of the stars, all of the planets have a specific sound, tone, and light vibration that is generated from consciousness. Consciousness is the preliminary substance of all form and all of all sound and light. So when we build a building, we are scaling it according to these aspects of divine consciousness. I calibrate all the domes basically like a musical instrument. Each dome has a different aspect of divine consciousness.
Since you studied in India with, I guess you had also studied Vedic architecture, Astapatya Veda, and then
is the Astapatya Vedas that we're talking about. And my teacher comes from a lineage of 2,000 years traceable of the authors of the Astapatya Veda. He is the author of the Astapatya Veda. And his name is Dr. Ganapati.
Okay. For the listener that's not familiar with that type of work or that type of environment, how would you, in practical terms, what can somebody do with their living environment to kind of be in tune with what you're doing? In addition to getting buying one of your wonderful domes, but is there other, can you give some tips to the listener what they can do to increase their environment to make it more in tune with
absolutely.
In tune with the world.
Okay, absolutely. Well, first I'll let you have another piece of information here. Mayan built 1,700 pyramids while he was on this planet, and he designed 10,000 cities.
Wow.
While he was here. Yeah, we have some of his sutras that textbooks, big fat textbooks on astrophysics that date back 26,000 years. And we also have books all through that time. So we believe he was a master of time and space that was here about 10,000 years long.
Mm-hmm.
Authored under the same name, at least. We don't know if it was possibly different people, but when you read through some of these texts, they're so beautifully written with the most eloquent languaging. And I do have a little bit of that text I've shared with my physicist friend Nassim Haramein, and he was also coming to the same knowledge that Mayan teaches himself. So he's been writing physics theories that completely validate Mayan's work.
Mm-hmm.
And so why I brought up the pyramid is because pyramid means fire in the middle. And what it is that the soul or the singularity of all things in the physical universe is connected to divine consciousness at its source. Some call it the unified field, but basically
yeah.
It's the source of all things. And that in physics we call that entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the physical universe is entangled in the unified field at that source point. So
okay.
In a building, the source point is the center point of the building. So if
mm-hmm.
you have a mother wall, let's say that's 40 by 40, the center point being at the 20 spot in the middle. And so in the Vedic tradition, what you would do is honor that space in the center. They call it the Brahmastan, or the
mm-hmm.
stand of God, or the source point where consciousness enters the building. Now, oftentimes in our architecture that we do, we often put a wall right through the middle of the building. In the Vedic tradition, we would not do that. We would honor the center of the building and create an open space. And that leaves an area for this consciousness to generate a field
mm-hmm.
in the building. So it's got a movement. There's a dynamic, and you've all heard of the Fibonacci scale or the phi ratio or the golden mean. And basically,
mm-hmm.
all things in the physical world come from the source point or the singularity or the soul, or also known as the bindu point in the Vedic tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes out of that from the unified field and enters into the physical world through the phi ratio movement. The curvature of space-time is the phi ratio, or the golden mean. And in a building, you want to leave that space open in the center for that dynamic to enter in, that consciousness to enter in its spin phi ratio for about a third of the building, believe it or not. Now, if you live in a house where the wall is already, what you can do is create that in a room
mm-hmm.
Where you leave the room open in the center. And, we ourselves are the best generator of consciousness on the planet. We are very articulately designed to be creating conscious field around us. We all know about the aura. We know about we're all learning that we're creative instruments through our thought, because consciousness precedes all physical reality. And we're all learning that we can imbue a space with light through our meditative contemplation of that source point. And
mm-hmm.
so creating a space in your home where you meditate, where there's an open space in the middle of the room, that is probably the most dynamic thing you can do for yourself, for your family,
mm-hmm.
for your community, and for your world. Because everything that touches your consciousness when you're in meditation is blessed by divine consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we meditate, the primary thing to understand is that we are going into the unified field, which is the true nature of reality and the true nature of our being, and we're allowing that to come forward and project itself into the physical universe.
Mm-hmm. So when you hear about, for example, the Hebrew letters, I don't know if Sanskrit was before that, but the
mm-hmm.
sounds of that mean something. Is that
yes, absolutely.
Relate to what you're,
that is all. That absolutely.
Okay.
All the Hebrew fire letters. By the way, when Mayan sent one of his students to cross Ramayana's bridge, he landed, and his name was Mayan also. And Mayan in Hebrew means fountain of great knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So Mayan's student named Mayan crossed Ramayana's bridge and landed where the Hebrew tradition was born. You'll find if you go back deep into all of these ancient traditions that you'll find the core physics. And Nassim, my physicist friend, found that the tree of life in the Hebrew tradition correlates completely with the dynamics of this physics of the 64 tetrahedron grid that Buckminster Fuller was also exploring and discovering.
Mm-hmm.
So we're rediscovering our past knowledge base. Mayan did spell all of this out very clearly, and I am working with Nassim to show the correlations of Mayan's physics with his physics theories that he is finding complete correlation. It is very beautiful to see.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so basically it opens Pandora's box, which is a big plethora of knowledge base from the ancient architecture, from the ancient language, which the Hebrew fire letters, by the way, are found in the 64 tetrahedron. All of them, if you look at a different angle of the 64 tetrahedron grid, which is the foundational physics of everything in the physical universe, according to Mayan, that physics, the 64 physics, is duplicated in this, what we call a holographic universe. But every single 64 in every scale is in the nanoscale, atomic scale, in the cellular scale, in the human scale, in the building architectural scale, in the planetary scale. Every single 64 grid is imbued with divine consciousness from that source center. So
mm-hmm.
everything is entangled with divine consciousness.
Mm-hmm. We have a few minutes left here, and I could listen to what you're talking about for hours and hours. It's certainly fascinating, and your background is fascinating too. Where would you say that you keep mentioning the word consciousness? Where does really thought originate from?
Pure thought in its pure state originates from that source point, which is timeless and spaceless. It's that divine source that we all know to be the core center of our being. And Mayan says that the physical universe, when information leaves that source point, then time and space are born. Okay?
So when you were at in Santa Cruz, was it at that point or before that you knew your purpose or your mission or why you're here?
It was when I met Nassim Haramein, actually, and heard his physics talk.
All of
a sudden, everything made sense to me. And
okay.
I met him in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I met him, I went to a class in sacred architecture and was introduced to Mayan's work and knew that they correlated. And as I studied with my teacher, who moved here to Ashland also, one of Dr. Ganapati's main students, Ron Quinn, I realized that we're talking about the same exact physics. And
mm-hmm.
we've shown the Vedic measurement called the Anu, is when energy turns to matter, is the same measurement that we call the Planck length in our physics, which is also when energy turns to matter. So we've shown that correlation, and that's the primary measurement of time and space. And so what we're doing when we create sacred architecture or music is we're just calibrating that measurement to create harmonics.
Okay. Since we have about 2 minutes in the show here, can you just also give a quick snapshot of what you're doing with Pacific Domes?
Yes, what we're doing is we're integrating that knowledge base to calibrate the domes to be conscious centers. They're generators of consciousness. Buildings are alive. They actually are imbued with consciousness. And the minute you create a boundary on a space, or just like a musical instrument, you're creating a tone. And that tone is resonating, whether it's audible to the human ear or not. So a building is alive with tone, and that tone is going to be harmonic and create beauty and resonance in the world when we calibrate it properly. So that is what sacred architecture is. Sacred architecture is about creating a harmonic beauty, a tone that supports all of life around it.
Can you give some contact information for your company too, Asha, and if somebody has
Certainly.
Questions? Or...
Absolutely. My email is asha@pacificdomes.com, and Asha is spelled asha@pacificdomes.com. Our website is www.pacificdomes.com, and I'm more than happy to send anybody. I have a book. It's in the format of a PowerPoint. I'm more than happy to send anybody interested that to review if they want to learn more about this physics of sacred architecture.
Okay. And briefly, you have to say, what does Asha mean?
Asha is the organizing force of the universe that creates harmony. And actually, Zarathustra made a chessboard game out of 64. And it shows the dynamics of the universal forces, which are always in 64 grid pattern. So check out the chessboard if you want to learn more about these dynamics.
Fascinating. So. We really appreciate your time. We look forward to a conversation in the near future. It was really fascinating. Thanks again for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Yes, and this was Asha Deliverance from Pacific Domes, and this is Tom's substituting for Marcia today on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. We thank you for listening and look forward to seeing you next week. Go to healthyreferral.com and check out all the things that Healthy Referral is doing. Talk to you next week. Thanks again.